Good morning, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Cinnabar Theater presents Luna Gale, running October 11th through October 27th in Petaluma. I am here with the play's director, Jessica Litwack. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about Luna Gale. I know nothing about this play. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's a play about, it's actually about two young people who have been struggling with meth addiction, who've had a child that they no longer can keep, and the social worker that engages with them and all the people in their lives, including the young woman's mother and the people around the case, both professionally and personally. And I'm the director, not the playwright. I am a playwright. So approaching this as a director, I've been looking at the play in a way that is slightly different than the way it was written, in that I'm creating an ensemble experience. So even though some people have very small roles in the play, I've created an atmosphere where the actors are on stage all the time, because I wanted to tell the story of addiction in a broader way so that the audience doesn't look at these two meth addicts. There's actually three young people who have a drug addiction in the play. So the audience doesn't see them as something unusual or far away from themselves, but we're able to look at ourselves through this play and our own various addictions to everything from work to food to everything else, substance-related and non-substance-related. So it's a very interesting play and a very serious play, but I've tried to bring out both the humor and also the, as I say, the ensemble nature of the play, so that the actors are really working as seven, not as one by one, if that makes sense.
Right, right. A real ensemble.
It's a real ensemble in that they are really performing together, and I hope that audiences take away a feeling of a group experience. So, yes, that one actor was wonderful, and I liked that scene where such and such happened, but also a sense that they experience the play and the actors as a whole, and can do some thinking about addiction, and the next time they hear about a meth addict, maybe have a little more compassion or understanding. So I work very much with socially engaged theater, so I'm very interested in creating an environment that the audience can carry with them into their lives.
Excellent. Well said. Is this your first time working with Cinnabar Theater?
Yes, it is.
What's the experience been like?
It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. I'm working with seven wonderful actors. I was able to cast it this summer. About three of the actors are people I worked with when I first got here. I just moved here from New York in March and did an Emma Goldman three-play extravaganza at the Arlene Francis Center, and three of these actors worked with me there. Mm. The others I'm meeting for the first time, and they're wonderful. And I was able to choose music that I loved, and then work with designers to create a set that is actually and a soundscape and a lighting scape that's actually part of the ensemble vision. And working at Cinnabar has been lovely. They really are a family, and they've been very welcoming to me.
Great to hear. Well, Luna Gale is running through October 27th there in Petaluma. You can go to CinnabarTheater.com for tickets. Anything else that people need to know? It sounds like it's going to be kind of a serious play. Is this an adult-only situation?
Or? Well, no, I think teenagers, in fact, the teenagers are very, very welcome, and it's very accessible. I think young kids probably not. I think that the two main characters are very young, are 18 and 19 years old, so we are really hoping to get young people there of that age range.
Well, thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's been wonderful being here.
Go see Luna Gale through October 27th at Cinnabar Theater. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.